Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Hello, and welcome to episode 24 of the Sisters Like Us podcast.
We decided it's time to talk.
Well, Allie brought up a couple of... Do you want me to throw you under the bus like that?
Yeah, no, for sure. Please do.
So Allie brought up just a couple of thoughts in terms of the podcast and why we started it and how it was feeling a little bit rigid with the topic concept, like having a topic for every episode versus just a podcast where we chat like sisters.
Yeah, and I feel like what we figured was the hard part was because we just see each other so much.
Yeah.
So there's just not much to, like, just talk about because we just, like, always are updating each other on our lives.
Because we see each other so regularly. And then the other big issue that we were having was we were trying to record a couple of episodes, at least, like, three, if not more, at a time.
Right.
And so we wouldn't have to record as frequently, and so we could just kind of stay on top of things. And so that schedule doesn't lead itself to just chatting and just being more current and what's going on.
Yeah.
And, like, we each just kind of made a quick list of, like, things we would have told the other one when we saw each other today.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the stuff that you guys wanted us to talk about as well.
Yeah, and sometimes when y'all request stuff, it's very current, and we want to talk about it, but then we're like, the episode's not going live for a month, and so that's weird.
Yeah.
So we're going to try out a different kind of frequency in terms of recording. The podcast will still be weekly, but instead of recording once a month and doing multiple episodes, we are going to record once a week and upload it not too far behind.
Yeah, and we also figure, you know, when we record four episodes at a time, we're hammered by the last episode, so...
We're both hammered and exhausted.
Yeah.
So it gets better and worse.
And full transparency with you guys, the last episode that just came out about Broadway shows, like, my ex had just tried to contact me right before we recorded that, so I wasn't 100% there, and I want to be able to tell you guys that, so...
So
that's the tea.
Or the wine. Additionally, we feel like when we're talking about a specific topic, we kind of maybe feel a little bit more contained, structured, and that we can't necessarily be as blunt, as open.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. That's a good word.
That's my word.
I like it. So with our unfilteredness may come a swear word or two. We do both tend to swear in real life. And if you follow me on YouTube, I very much don't swear on my channel because I want to make sure that the content is family friendly. If you are watching it with your kids in the room, it is safe for you to do so. The same will not be said for this podcast going forward.
Yeah, I feel like we're just so... Unfiltered is a great way to, like, explain us, our whole family, and I just, like, want to just say shit. So
yeah.
So I'm going to.
Yes. So going forward, would not recommend listening with little ears in the room unless you're comfortable with that. So we're going to jump into this kind of chatty episode and see how it goes, but this is kind of our goal going forward, is that it's going to be us chatting with things that we would normally tell each other and update each other on. Any topics for the week that y'all want us to touch on, and then obviously tangents and where we go from there.
I feel like this is a great time to start. Maybe we can add in the post that we say for, like, topic suggestions. If you guys have any, like, advice that you want us to give about, like, certain situations that you're in, I know that we had talked about doing that at some point, and I think this is the perfect opportunity to do it.
Yeah, and
we can, like, end the episode with that if we have any.
Yeah, and with any advice, questions, In my head, originally, the podcast needed to be this kind of, like, much more structured, much more, like, rigid thing, and I think that that's not us.
Yeah, no, I just feel like thinking about, you know, the generational differences and, like, how we could add that into things that we already talk about, sometimes I feel like we should be more, like, talking to each other. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the times we're talking to you guys, which is, that's the point. But now you can kind of listen to how we talk.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's more us talking to each other and we're just sharing that as opposed to us talking to listeners.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
We're just, like, so open to feedback and, like, learning, like, because we're new to this, like.
Yeah, 24 might sound like a lot, which, by the way, one of the things I wrote down was when you first brought this up today, in my head, we needed it to be, like, some milestone episode that we, like, changed things up, and I'm really having to let go of it being, like, some random-ass podcast episode. Yeah, right, like, some random number that we are starting the new concept on.
Yeah.
So just I needed to share that.
And like I'm the same way where I feel like, oh, this is a great opportunity to like rebrand and change everything. Yeah. And I get that, but I feel like this is just
it's time.
And sorry for freaking everybody out by the title of this podcast episode because that was my idea.
Allie wanted a clickbait title. Let's be real.
And if you're watching on YouTube, I have a blankie because I was cold, and this is just more casual now. So
and because you were self-conscious about your jeans not being flattering.
That is also true.
Like, right before,
make this.
You said you wanted to be more real and raw, and that is exactly what happened. You were in the mirror saying.
You guys just walked by.
Maybe those are my neighbors. You were just saying, these jeans are not flattering, and then she wanted a blanket.
Let me explain, though. Like, I feel like we've talked about Abercrombie jeans on this. You can't really relate because you don't like jeans or
wear. Yes. So for me, I am not a jeans person. I am either in leggings or a dress.
Yeah. And like for me, I've said this before, I wear a different size in each style of jean at Abercrombie, so I never know what size to get. And the current size, I got like the dad one. I should not have sized up. I should have sized down. And I made the poor decision of sizing up. So therefore, they're big and baggy and weird and yes, unflattering. So I'm covering them up so you can't see them.
With her blanket, making it cozy. But also in an attempt to make this more chatty and casual, we probably will be more casual from an attire standpoint for those of you watching on YouTube. We just also happen to look nice today because we're going out to dinner for my brother's birthday.
Yeah.
I just had my brother. He's not your brother.
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm just there. But no, I was watching, if anyone watches The Giggly Squad, if anyone's seen Summer House, which that's one of the things I want to talk about. I just love how they're just like so casual in t-shirts, sweatshirts, sweatpants, yeah. Like whatever. So that's going to be my new attire going forward. Don't expect to see this filtered face all the time.
Yeah, that's a good question, because so in terms of, like, putting on makeup for this.
Like, I'll put on a little bit of makeup so I don't look, like, ghostly, but
maybe not a full face.
Like, I got a spray tan yesterday, and I was like, you know, I don't really need a spray tan, but I guess we're recording, so I guess so.
You got a spray tan for this?
No, I just have a membership, so I, like, needed to, like, get another one.
You have a spray tan membership?
It's complicated. It makes me feel good as we sip the wine and stare at each other.
I mean, I guess I get it because I do feel good when I have a tan, but I feel
you're like 10 pounds lighter when you have a tan and you're 10 times prettier. So
you're pretty without a tan. But two things. Number one, I also tan really well. So now obviously it's April and we're just coming out of winter and I'm very ghostly, but come at me in August and I do tan well. You do not ever tan well.
No, when I'm in the sun, which I'm borderline allergic to it because when I played sports and I was in the sun for like more than 3 days at a time, like Lollapalooza, I did a 4 day in 2019. I had hives all on my chest and my arms. And that happened to me when I was younger and mom like freaked out. Like she didn't know because I had been with dad and she's like, what did you do to her? But I was like, it was just from the heat. And like, anyways, the sun and I do not get along. So I have to fake it.
The other reason I feel like I wouldn't consistently enjoy a fake tan, and truthfully the only time I've ever gotten like a spray tan was for my wedding, is that I feel more confident, I think, when I'm just like natural, like, and I'm just myself. And to me that feels, it's like a layer of fakeness.
Mm-hmm, if you're not used to it, it's definitely like when I first got one, like for, I think my first one ever was like prom.
Okay.
And it was so dark. It was so dark.
Yeah, those pictures of you from prom.
I'm going to actually send you a picture. Let's just put a picture. If you're on YouTube, we're putting a picture of me from prom. Yeah, we get it. Like, I was super skinny back then. But anyway.
She was also working out like a crazy person.
I mean, I also work out like a crazy person now, but.
You also didn't drink.
That's true. It was so dark, and I literally was like, I don't even know what to do with this. Like, how do I get it to, like, subside? With that being said, I have gotten them pretty consistently since then.
Okay.
Like, you know, there was
a. What does your membership entail? Like, how often?
So, it's pretty nice because you'll rarely get a spray tan and then get one the week later because it's kind of like slowly coming off.
Right.
So my membership is $40 a month, which seems like a lot.
I didn't care about how much. I meant like how frequent.
Well, this is helpful for people if they...
Oh, okay, you know. Sure.
So I go to LA Tan and you get two a month, but okay. They roll over. Oh. So I think they roll over. Right now, if they don't, it doesn't matter because it's not like I'm getting more than two.
Hold on, I just thought of another topic that I'm going to bring up with her at some point, so let me just write it down.
Anyway, speaking of skin.
Okay.
Okay, so last week, was that last week? I got a new tattoo.
Yeah, that was last week.
Okay, I got a new tattoo. If you're on the video, you can kind of see it, but...
You got to rewind and tell the whole story.
I am going to rewind.
Oh, okay.
A couple years ago, I got my mom and I for Christmas.
There we go again. My mom, our mom.
Oh, yeah. But I think from this
story, yeah, but still,
our Bonnie. I got Bonnie and I these necklaces that I had saw, you know, like from a Facebook ad or something, yes. You know. And one, it's two halves of a butterfly, and one's like, she gave me wings, I taught her how to fly. And so it's like for a mom and daughter. But as the irresponsible child that I am, I lost my half of it. So then,
tell me you're the baby without telling me you're the baby.
Yeah, and like I'm actually, you know, I won't even like back myself up there. I lost it, and then mom got it for me two Christmases ago.
Yep,
as like, oh, here it is again. Like now you have one. And I'm like, oh, great. And so then we had three. So we were like, oh, perfect. Like let's give one to Lakin. So fun fact, me and Lakin actually both have the mom side of it, and mom has.
And if I had known you were gonna bring this up, I may have put it on. But
I'm also not wearing it.
Okay. We also decided we wouldn't tell each other what the topics we were going to bring up are.
Yeah.
So.
But then, like, this one that I had, I swear, it became my evil eye in the past, like, couple months. Like, I would, like, have it on, and then I got to dinner, and it was gone. And I was like, what the heck? And I found it at my house, like, on my desk. Like, so it could have, like, fallen off when I was sitting at my desk, but, like, it's just crazy. And then I left it like at Core Power, and it was basically gone. No instructors had seen it. And then I get a text from like the manager that's like, hey, Allie, like we found your necklace. And it's like, how did you find it? But you didn't find it before. Like it doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, okay, I knew I wanted to get this tattooed for a while, but it was like, when is the right time? Clearly this was the right time because now I can never not have it because it's literally on my skin. But I actually have the mom side of it. So I have, like, the one that mom wears. Or, sorry, the daughter side of it. So I have the one that mom always wears.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Now I feel like I should get it.
I mean, it's really delicate and pretty.
Yeah. I can't put it in the same spot you have it because I already have one on each arm. And I feel like it would be imbalanced.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I guess I could put it on this one because this one's all the way down.
The other place that would have been cute that I was thinking of was my ankle.
Yeah, I've heard that that's really painful.
I will say, so if you're listening, I have it right above the, like, middle of my arm. So, like, on my bicep, like, towards kind of the inner side of my arm.
Which is where my New York one is, too.
Yeah. This spot didn't hurt at all for me.
No.
There was a couple points where she was shaking, and I was like, oh, okay.
I feel like the hardest part about this is going to be the transitions. And
well, I think that's the point is, like, we just make it more, like, we don't have to talk about everything we wrote down. Like, we could just, like, keep talking about, like, random shit. Okay, so going into another thing that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
The Sephora sale.
Yes.
Have you gotten anything?
No. And I feel like I mentioned this in the beauty episode. I am not a big Sephora shopper.
Okay.
Most of my products are Ulta. And yeah. So the only thing that I can't get at Ulta is the mascara I use, which is the It Cosmetics Superhero Mascara, which I pretty much consistently buy from QVC because it's a really good deal and it's like always on the QVC website for some reason.
Okay.
So I don't feel the need to shop this for sale. Also, I'm not Super Sephora, whatever it's called, because I don't shop there. So I think it's only 10% for me. That's not really that much money for me to like go out and buy something I don't need.
I am a VIB, so I'm, like, in the middle.
So yours is 15%?
Yes, but my roommate is a Rouge.
And she's letting you use her account.
So I bought so much.
Allison Claire.
But, like, hear me out. I needed to replace a lot of stuff, but I was like, let me replace it with the most expensive item.
You didn't just buy a replacement of what you already had.
No, so let's go ahead and go down the list of all nine things.
Nine things.
And I don't think, I think the cheapest thing of all of the nine things was maybe $18. Starting with the new Sol de Janeiro mist, that's like the purple one. I've just heard really good things that it smells super good. Not that I need more smell good things, but...
The only thing I know by that company is the Bum Bum cream or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
So it's like that coconut, oh, whatever. It's not worth going into detail about. So I really needed a concealer brush. I can talk about makeup for hours if you watch the makeup episode. I really need a concealer brush because I'm over the blending.
The beauty blender?
Yeah. I'm over it. I'm over having to wet it. Like, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
That is a really ridiculous thing you're over, because that's so silly. Because washing a brush is way more annoying than having to wet a beauty blender.
Well, whatever. Got the Rare Beauty one. I heard good things about the Ilia mascara. And
I have heard good things about that.
So I, forever, have used the Lash Paradise by Maybelline? L'Oreal
is the go-to for drugstore mascara. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, it's kind of, it's like a better than sex dupe is like what I always say.
Yes, it is.
Used it for years. I'm just like, I wanted to try something.
Yeah, and I also love that one. And if I was trying to go drugstore, that's the one I would get. It's the one I still get in waterproof because that's what I don't wear waterproof unless I'm like going to the beach or something, and then I am going to wear mascara, which I feel like is not often, but like.
I always wear waterproof.
What?
But
such a bitch to get off.
I will say, so I use these little like cloths that I just wet and then it takes my makeup off.
And it works?
Immediately. It's a magical invention. You just throw it in the wash.
Tell me my sister doesn't watch my YouTube channel without telling me my sister doesn't watch my YouTube channel. I recently asked YouTube for like suggestions on makeup remover because I've struggled with it.
Well, I'll show you. You can take one.
Yeah.
Have one.
I want to
just have one.
Okay, thanks.
I got a pack on Black Friday from Nordstrom Rack actually, and it's rainbow. So I have one of every color.
So which color are you going to get me?
I'll give you the orange one. okay. Ole Henriksen lip balm, which I definitely don't need. I do not need lip balm, but my roommate was like, you should get this one. So here I am. Rare Beauty, the new powder blush that just came out. Just wanted to give it a try. I'm not done. I got a mini of the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter because, so I actually don't wear foundation, which I think we talked about that. I wear like the Elf Halo Glow, which I'll die on a hill. I think it's the best thing ever. I'll die on a hill on a lot of products, that's for sure. But I'm just going to give this one a try. And also it's a mini one, so it's just to like have in my... You know, when I, like, feel like I want to wear foundation one of these days.
Okay.
And then the biggest thing that I have been wanting to get forever, and I go by it every time I'm in Sephora, is the Patrick Ta, like, bronzer duo.
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
So I got that. But I heard the blush is really great, too. But I was like, you know, it's $40 for this little thing. So I'm just going to get the bronzer one because I'm always looking for a good new bronzer.
Especially this summer. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Mom was asking about boat days the other day.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's, like, honestly, like, a whole new level of stress, like, the boat days. Like, they stress me out because it's, like...
I can't remember if we talked about this in an episode, but just to give you the slight background story on this, Mom and our stepdad participate in essentially a boat timeshare.
Yeah.
Where they pay a flat rate for the summer and they get X amount of boat days to use this boat on Lake Michigan. And it's super fun, but two things. One, you have to pick the dates in like May, and the best dates go really fast, and they get certain number of weekends and certain number of weekdays and all these things. The other piece of it though, let's be honest, is Mom goes above and beyond for every, like, she thinks every boat excursion needs to include like 7 bags of food and wine and like 8
things. I didn't know that.
Sorry, Mama. Oh, I love you.
She brings the entire grocery store. And I tell my friends when they come with us, I'm like, they're like, do we need to eat before? And I'm like,
not even close.
Unless you have the body that feeds like 4,000 people. No, you don't need to fucking eat before.
No, you don't have to apologize for swearing anymore because we're going to just keep it in. Okay. But yeah, so Mom was asking the other day because the first round of picking dates is coming up. And so she's like, what dates are you going to be out of town? I'm sure your text is coming soon about what dates you're going to be gone so she can start picking dates.
Well, I only have Italy this year, but it's just weddings.
Yeah, your issues are with the weekends.
Which is why, like, I do have an occasional Monday off. So I have the advantage of being able to, like, go with them random Mondays.
Which is, Mom will pick Mondays as her weekday slots for you specifically.
Mm-hmm. She did that last year, and it was really nice because there were a lot of Mondays.
Last year, I did not go very often because, truthfully, I already can easily get motion sickness, but when I was pregnant, it just was way less fun.
Lila Peanut can go in the boat.
I know. We need to get her a light jacket ASAP.
She needs to, like, a light jacket bubble. Like,
yeah.
Even a light jacket is scary.
We'll wear a light jacket and not, like, be strapped to me for, like, when we're moving.
Especially some of those trips back at night are so scary. Oh,
well, I also will be very cautious about, like, the weather. Yeah, the days they go out that are questionable, Lila will not be going.
No, there are literally sometimes, like, Lake Michigan can be so choppy.
I know it might surprise you because it's a lake and not an ocean, but it really can.
Oh, my gosh, no. Like, there were times where we were just, like...
It was crazy. The other thing...
I was, like, praying. Like, my friends are always, like... How are you scared of flying, but, like, you're so calm while you're, like, literally about to, like...
Die on this boat.
Like, capsize. And I'm like, so here's what I say. I'm like, if a plane is going down, there's really no hope. Like, you know what I mean? If I'm capsized on this boat in the middle of Lake Michigan, like...
There's hope.
I'm gonna swim to the shore. Like, I'm gonna be okay.
It's a lot of swimming.
It's a lot of swimming, but, like, I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
And there's sharks. No, if there were sharks, I would not. I would be just as scared. Not the sharks.
No, the other thing I was going to say was that there is a bathroom on the boat.
Yeah, no, and I have pee anxiety. Like, it's a real thing. And, like, if I don't have somewhere to pee at all times, I freak out.
That's fair.
Internally.
I was going to say the opposite is the bathroom is so small that once I got to a certain size last summer, I no longer wanted to go on the boat because climbing in and out of that bathroom once I was a large whale.
Oh, yeah,
whale,
I do remember you saying that.
Yeah, I was like, it's not worth it. And I'm going to have to pee on the boat because I was pregnant. And climbing in and out of that bathroom was just not going to happen. So I just opted out. But then I also felt bad because Mom had picked dates in September that she had to give up because Lila came 3 weeks early.
Oh, my God. And then so funny story. So she's in the hospital, like, just after her 36-week appointment.
36-week appointment.
Whatever. Yeah. You're in the hospital. And basically we're waiting for the text if, like, you're going to be induced or not. And, like, we were planning on going on the boat. Like, Mom, me, Mark, and my friend Kaylee. And
I was also potentially going, depending on how the appointment went. Mom, rewind a little bit. Mom was at the appointment with me.
Yes. And then I was, like, basically ready to tell Kaylee, like, okay, like, it's not happening. Like, we're not going on the boat. And then Mom was like, oh, let's just, like, we're going to go.
Yeah, because there was nothing anybody could do.
And I was like, okay. And we're literally, like, anchored in the middle of the playpen, which, if you don't know what the playpen is, basically just where all of the boats anchor.
Go party.
Yeah. We're, like, sitting on the lily pad, and the only thing we were talking about for the entire
time was whether Lila was coming that day.
Mom's just, like, sitting there, like,
with her phone,
like, looking, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then eventually she was like, okay, we gotta go. We gotta pack it up. And I'm like, okay.
All I have to say on that is have your bag packed before the 36-week appointment, friends.
Yeah.
That is that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So the boat in the summer is right around the corner.
Speaking of things right around the corner, my birthday,
yes,
I've decided is canceled this year. And if you've watched the birthday episode...
Wait, when did you make this decision? Because 2 days ago I got a text that said save the date for my birthday brunch. So
that birthday brunch is one out of three things that I'm doing, but...
What? But it's canceled.
My birthday's canceled, and let me explain. So if you don't know me, like, my birthday's very intense, but I don't celebrate... I do celebrate my birthday really hard, but not as hard as my roommates anyway. And she still yet to come on this podcast, but she does a book...
I know, we're going to have to figure out how to incorporate guests into our new format.
Yeah, which will be fine. I think
she
would be able to, like, jump in this conversation. She's been on the boat, like, you know, whatever. So, like, she already has her plan for August. Like,
okay, that's fine. That's...
She's had this plan for a while, but let me explain. So, I always do a party, I always do a dinner, I always do a family thing.
I'm interrupting slightly to say that the other thing that we do a lot that I try to edit out typically that I'm gonna start to leave in is when we talk over each other. And
it's just how it is. It's our personalities colliding and you just have to deal with it.
I feel bad because I was just listening to another podcast where he stopped listening to a third podcast because they talked over each other. He was like, I couldn't deal with it, so I stopped.
If it is annoying, you guys, listen.
We're going to try to notice when it happens and not make it long. Like, stop.
It's because I feel like we're thinking of the next thing while the other person's talking instead of just listening. It's like that new trend where it's like they're fighting each other.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of that trend.
We should do that.
For the podcast.
Oh, my God. Let's move back to why my birthday's canceled. So.
I need more wine for this story.
I know. I feel like now we're just going to have the bottle with us.
Yeah, I'm just nervous about the temperature of it, but okay.
Okay. So.
You always do a brunch?
I always do a lot of things. One of my best friends, Liv, is graduating from law school. And she's having a graduation party on May 18th. Now, my birthday falls on a Wednesday, May 22nd. So, like, I was planning on, like, celebrating the weekend before. But, obviously, that is way more important than my 24th birthday. So, whatever. That is not the main reason. Very excited to celebrate you, Liv, if you're listening.
So, you're not doing something Saturday, the 18th, because it's all about Liv that day.
Correct.
Great.
So, then I was like, okay, if you guys have heard of Redhead Piano Bar, I'm sure I've talked about it. My favorite performer, pianist, etc., is Dario, and he plays Wednesdays and Saturdays. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Like, my birthday's on a Wednesday.
He's not playing that Wednesday.
No, he is. Oh. But then I was like, well, getting my friends to commit to, like, a Wednesday night, knowing most people work or have, like, some of my closest friends are at nursing school. I'm like, I just, like, don't want to, you know, whatever. Then Sydney Wade, who's my best friend slash roommate slash birthday enthusiast, is going to Italy on May 21st, which is the day before my birthday, which, of course, it's Italy. Again, more important than my 24th birthday. And then you guys are all leaving the day after my birthday. So then I'm like, okay.
Which, in full defense of our trip to New York, we, A, do not have, and by all, she literally means me and Sam, my husband, and my daughter, Lila, and our parents. And the date of our trip was not in our control because we have a wedding. Sam and I, that's why we're going then, because we have a wedding on Sunday.
I'm kidding. It's fine. Like, it's
we really wanted to go for a whole week, and we purposely didn't leave earlier. We were kind of trying to be home for mom's birthday, but anyway.
Yeah, okay, well, anyways, because of all of these things, my birthday is canceled because... But here, so this is, I'm looking at the positives of this situation, okay? I always go above and beyond, and one, I definitely don't have as many friends as I did last year because I don't have time for friends. And two, like, the stress and money and time that went into doing a party, like, I'm good. So
what's
here's
the plan?
Here's my plan for my birthday, which you guys are probably still going to roll your eyes and be like, wait, that's still, like, a shit ton of stuff to do for your birthday, right. Which it is.
Okay.
So the 17th. To start.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to dinner with my roommates.
So your birthday's not even close to canceled, Allison.
And that'll be cute and fun. And then a family brunch with my family.
I couldn't tell from that text whether it was just family or, like, your friends too, but.
Just family. I'm probably going to have it at somewhere, but TBD if it's going to just be at mom's, but. I feel like...
I like a restaurant vibe.
Because it might be less people, I might actually do Lost Never Found because you didn't.
Oh, yeah, mine, they wouldn't take a reservation for 12, less than 12 or less, and I was having 15.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's kind of where I'm going.
Yeah, let's do it.
But see, my problem with Sundays is that I don't love day drinking on Sundays because I feel like people go home early because it's Sunday and, like, they have work tomorrow. Like, I feel like people were kind of, like, drop. Like, why are people, like, leaving on the day of your birthday? Like,
well, mine was a Saturday, also not a Sunday, but we lost people. I think part of it was setting expectations. I didn't tell people, like, hey, we're going to be partying and drinking and playing games the rest of the day. So Parker had plans. Will had studied.
I'm
going to
tell people that we are getting drunk.
So if that's what you want. Like, you just need to tell people. Because I didn't tell people that. And so, yeah, people already have plans.
Yeah. And then finally, I have to work on my birthday. I have to work the day after my birthday, so I don't really want to dedicate
to. Does Dario play at 9?
On Wednesdays.
Or noon. Or midnight.
He plays at 11:30. So it's, like, not even worth it. And so I'm going to have, like, a more intimate thing on the 24th with all, like, with, like, intimate my, like, 8 closest friends.
Okay.
And we're just going to, like, go to dinner and drinks at Cabra and then go out. Because Sydney, we can't go to that. So I want to do something with her separately.
So that's why you're doing the roommate thing separately. Otherwise, yes. You probably wouldn't be doing the roommate thing.
Correct.
Okay, so your birthday's not actually canceled.
It's not. Because the past 2 days, I have figured it out. But...
It went from, oh my gosh, drama is canceled, to like, let me actually come up with a solution.
Well, so for the longest time, I was going to do like 24 karat gold. Like, that was going to be my theme. Yes. I was going to have everyone wear black champagne or gold and like do this whole thing. And I don't have time to buy something for that. I don't have time to like do any, like, I just don't have time.
I just think it's not necessary.
It's not. And like, as someone who works in events, like, making a reservation is not very difficult, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think I support that.
And then I don't have to invite, like, every, like, fam, like, friend tree of everybody, and I can just be like, okay, these friends. Are my friends, these are the people that are coming, can you make it? No? Okay.
Moving on. So, to, not to add a fourth event, but do you actually not want to do anything on the actual night of your birth? Because in my mind...
The actual night of your birth?
In my mind, yes, we leave the 23rd for New York. But Mom and I were just talking about the fact that, like, we will be mentally prepared and packed so that we can do something with you on Wednesday night.
Well, and see, that was my thing with, like, Friday is, like, I'm like, oh, should I do something the 25th so I can see Dario on Saturday? But Dario plays at Pippin's now
on Fridays.
At 9 p.m. on Fridays. And there's way more space. Because, like, Redhead's not the place to go. I've decided, like, with a group of people. Like, it's me and Leslie go. And we have our seats and we watch.
Like, I think it depends on the vibe you want. I took, like, 13 people to Redhead that one night. And we had a blast.
Yeah.
And I was totally sober.
I don't know. Like, mentally, no. Like, I don't really... If I'm going to do all those other things, like, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe it's just, like, we order in your favorite meal, and you get to snuggle Lila before she leaves for New York?
Yeah, I thought about just, like, taking the day off, and, like, so, like, Mom was like, we can go to lunch or something. It's like, I don't want to, like, make it a whole nother day.
I'm not saying the whole day. I was saying the evening. I was saying, like, you get off of work and we do dinner and a movie and snuggles.
I don't know. TBD.
Okay. TBD. Just letting you know, we still have plans on that.
Okay.
I will say, though, your comment about, like, everybody being out of town. One of the things I had on my list is that, do you realize in, like, 2 weeks, you're going to be the only one of our family in town? Mom and Mark are going to be in South America. Jesus Christ. Lindsay and Andrew are going to be in Europe. Parker's going to be in Europe. And we're going to be in Texas.
So, when Mom and Mark leave to go on their excursions to the North Pole,
let's also clarify that our parents, Mom is retired and Mark works for himself, so he's got flexibility, and they both love to travel and they love extravagant travel. So, when they go on these trips, they don't just go somewhere for a couple days or a week. Like,
they go for like months at a time. Yes. Like, last year, like, she's like, it wasn't a month. Like, no, I was at your house.
It was a month.
For a month while you were.
It was, like, also Australia.
Riding elephants and petting giraffes. Like,
not anything they did in Australia.
Oh, that was Africa. Sorry. Touching kangaroos and snuggling koalas.
What are those little things with the smiles that you kept talking about?
Like, chipmunk things.
With the smile.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they're going to the Galapagos and they're going to Machu Picchu. But they are going to be gone for 2.5 weeks.
Okay, well, anyways, so I have to stay at Mom's, but mainly because
Rolly needs medicine.
Rolly is sick. And
so, Rolly's like our family pet.
But I do, and the one I have tattooed, but I do, so he's mine. I do enjoy the quiet time for like the first like 3 days, and then I start going crazy. Like, I just, it's too much space. Like, I don't...
For just you. Yeah. And two cats.
I'm like, what room do I hang out in? Like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, do I keep the lights on in there? But, like, turn... Like, I...
Yeah, that's fair. It is a big place for just you.
Sorry, Mom, because I don't think she even listens, but...
She doesn't listen.
But, like, I hate their kitchen so much. I will never have a gas stove or a fake stove or whatever it is.
Then you never will live in a high-rise. It's a high-rise problem. You cannot have an electric...
I don't.
Or you can't... They have an electric stove. You cannot have a gas stove in a high-rise.
It's just so quick. It's hot.
Oh, like, it takes forever to get hot.
Like, I... And, like, Jazzy, like, I...
Jazzy's the other cat.
Jazzy, like, walks on it and to, like, get water. And so every morning...
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Every morning I go and there's just, like, little Jazzy footprints. And I'm like... Ah, here I go, wiping the footprints.
Okay, Cinderella.
No, literally.
In your giant, beautiful apartment with this view of Chicago.
Sweet Nightingale.
Oh my gosh. I think this new format's going to have Allie singing more often.
Yeah. But I feel like we need to, like, make a part two. Like, I...
Yeah, so I was just about to... You read my mind. So, first off, my glass is empty.
Yeah, we need more wine. Like, that was the first priority that I was thinking in my head, but...
And so, going forward... And so, I think we are going to do this, and we're going to do two episodes today. Because I still have things on my list. I know you still have things on
your
list.
Yeah, and we still want to talk about the stuff that you guys want us to talk about.
Yes. So, we will do... We're going to do a second episode today, but then going forward, it's going to be one at a time.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of in real time. So, keep an eye out for... question boxes and all the things. But
and let us know how you guys like this new format. I do kind of want to shout out my roommates because they did give us good feedback.
Yeah, they were the kind of ones that sparked this conversation.
Yeah, and like, but like main shout out to them because like they listen to it every week and I just...
And give us the feedback.
And it's just like having your friends and family like support you is just... So, love you guys.
Yay. All right. So let's wrap this one up, and we're literally just going to go fill up our glasses and move on to part two.
Yeah. And you also may have noticed that we did a new intro.
As of this moment, we haven't recorded it yet, but we have some, like, frequently asked questions that are in the intro episode, but realize that not everybody's going to go back and listen to that first episode, yeah. So we wanted to incorporate it in the intro.
Yeah.
And so that's the plan.
But we still encourage you to grab a glass slash bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's not changing for sure.
All of these episodes. Absolutely. Because now we're drinking wine with you. We're having a good time.
As always, if you are here on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up and click subscribe. And if you are listening on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, we would appreciate a review. I understand. We've had some technical difficulties. There's been some sound issues. So we have some not so nice review ratings, and it's bringing our average down, and we would appreciate it if you enjoy our podcast to give us 5 stars.
And we're doing what we can, so
we're learning.
It's a learning experience, and like I don't even, because I'm not as much as behind the scenes as Lakin is with editing and stuff, but I just like don't think anyone realizes how much really goes into all of this.
I think that's true, and I think the difference between like podcasting and a YouTube channel is no one is, like, watching one YouTube video and then giving my YouTube channel a 1-star rating, right? There are people, I feel like, who listen to one episode or half an episode and then give a 1-star rating. Like, I understand if you go to a restaurant and you expect they've been open for years and they're going, if they mess up, you're going to give them a bad rating.
Yeah.
It's been 6 months. Like, we're learning. Yeah. So, anyways. Okay.
All right.
Let's fill up our glasses.
All right.
See you next week.